going to deal with how the pandemic has affected library operations, and I was quite impressed with the fact that you guys got out of the gate first off pretty much in the community with demonstrating adaptability. But the first question formally is, how have you handled the pandemic?
We've certainly had to adapt our service model. We learned through the process when we were shut down in March of last year. We had to rethink everything. We took a week and we revamped the entire website to focus on digital resources and then tried to figure out how we can get books and other resources into people's hands because, of course, at that point, everything was shut down. And then once we were able to open, we started with curbside, and that was a learning curve. Carolyn, our award-winning children's services librarian, hired some wonderful summer students, and together they came up with a program to be able to offer a tangible. Kids took out book bundles and activity kits via curbside service, and parents were really pleased that the kids were able to do something that wasn't virtual.
Tell me about Kirby. I think we talked about that before.
In 2020, that was our 125th anniversary of being a public library, so one of the oldest in the province. And we had great plans to do all sorts of stuff with our adult programming and children's programming. And when that came to a screeching halt, we had monies that had been fundraised and put aside to do these events. So the board decided that we would look at taking curbside to an enhanced level, which would be through the purchase of this little trailer called Kirby. We figured out how to do Wi-Fi on wheels, so mobile Wi-Fi. We haven't been able to roll that out to a great extent at this point, but we have plans for the summer to be able to go to parks and beaches and have up to 60 devices connected at a time. Right. But Kirby will be front and center in the community this summer.
What's been one of the biggest challenges you've faced?
Helping the community remotely deal with our new service delivery. As you can appreciate, a lot of seniors had a difficulty navigating the new online world, so we were trying to help them as much as possible as well. And through that process, our digital resources have increased by 60% in terms of circulation. So that's great.
Well, you've adapted so well and done so much. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Oh, wow. I think just keeping the community going. There are a lot of comments that we get from people who just say, thank you, you've been a lifesaver. Yeah, no, it's nice that we've been able to adapt. I mean, we've got all sorts of programs looking ahead. We've got virtual concerts, and we've got a pen pal programming that we're starting. So we're getting into our groove, and I'm just really pleased that we were able to meet whatever demand was out there.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.